The owners of Chena Hot Springs Resort last week sent an offer to the borough to buy more than 4,000 acres of land surrounding the resort, tripling the acreage the borough had originally planned to sell. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Chena Hot Springs is surrounded by Fairbanks North Star Borough property. For the past 9 years, resort owner Bernie Carl has been trying to buy at least part of that land. It's a sale he says is in the borough's best interest.
The whole purpose of both our federal government, our state government, and our borough government, number one, is to dole out land to the citizens and then put it on the tax rolls so that you have money for funding schools and funding all of the processes that go with government.
The borough was planning to sell more than 1,400 acres to Carl as long as he granted the public access to nearby trails and state land.
We certainly don't want to stop the use of people walking from Angel Rocks and coming back and forth. I mean, that's not only good for them, it's good for us. That's a win-win for everybody.
But Carl would also have to build a road to provide access to a handful of nearby mining claims. The road would have to meet construction requirements under Title 17 of the Borough Code, which is an effort Carl says could cost him up to $11 million.
It goes right through the middle of the resort, and you might as well shut the resort, would no longer be a resort. But the only way that goes away is if I buy all the property. If I buy part of it, then part of the deal is they have to have easement. They have to have an easement to put a Title 17 road in.
Jim Deininger serves on the board of directors for the Fairbanks branch of the Alaska Miners Association. He says people were mining up the middle fork of the Chena River before the resort even existed.
You know, I was kind of relying on Bernie's goodwill to allow access through the Chena Hot Springs Resort so that people could take more than just four-wheelers to their properties.
Paul Costello is the director of the Department of Land Management at the borough. He says Carl's most recent offer came as a surprise, but he will consider it.
Although it was talked about in the planning process, it was not the alternative that the planning process developed, and there was a lot of public input on it and a lot of care given to that. We need to sit and think about that a little bit.
The land in question has not been appraised, but the borough plans to sell it at market value. There's no word on when a sale might be approved, but Carl says he hopes a deal will be finalized by midsummer. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.